A traveler, they will help you. You will be helped in death. If you become non-existence, then you will get the real existence. This is the final. The first one was fakr. You remember there is these two, fakr va fana, not having, not being, right? In the last paragraph he talked about not being. Here he's talking about not being really, non-existence, yes. Yeah.
Though Zalika shut the doors on every side, still Joseph gained return by bestirring himself. Lock and door opened, and the way appeared. When Joseph put trust in God, he escaped.
This is that trick. Do you remember that story? Story of Joseph. Story of Joseph is the section of what? Talking about beauty. That's what Joseph is. Do you remember? He's beautiful, he's pretty. So the jealousy of the brothers will drop him in that world, and he's out there. Then there is that night that Zalika will bring him in, that everybody will cut their hand and blah, 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 all that. Zalika will lock the door to rape him. He prays to the God and the lock will open. This is something that normally you don't get. You cannot even make a movie out of this. Then how the lock should be? By itself, the lock doesn't open by itself. Who says so? Who says so? First of all, where this lock is coming from? Who could lock it? Who could open it? These are the trick. Yes.
Though the world hath no visible crevice, one must run recklessly like Joseph. In order that the lock may open and the doorway become clear and the region of non-spatiality become your dwelling place.
This is a very honest and simple explanation. We are always talking that there is that position, hat, right? Hat is in a garden. We want to go in the garden. What should we do? Oh, we talked about it, that listen, when you arrive over there, you shouldn't kick the door. You should talk, talk very slowly and wait, because it's his decision. No, when we say his decision, you don't get the meaning. It's the beloved decision to open the door. Why? Do you remember? We talked about it. What is that tendency in us? Something is pulling us. That's the power of that. Hab somehow is pulling us. He said, okay, remember, if you believe in this, then he will pull you. The door will open. Yes?
You came into the world, O afflicted one. Do you ever see the way of your coming?
Yeah. So, okay. Your trick is, the question was, how did the door, the locked door could open by itself? How? Okay, first, you're here. How? How? How did you come here? You don't know. Yes?
You came into the world. Oh, okay. Thou camest from a certain place and abode. Dost thou know thy way of coming? Nay, if thou knowest not, beware of saying that there is no way. By this wayless way we shall depart.
Ah, this is the trick. When you don't know the way, you will say there is no way. So we will say there is a way to join the hub, to become the jewel of the humanity. And you say there is no way? How do you say that? How do you know that there is no way? You don't know the way, but the way is there. Yes.
In dreams, you wander happily to right, to left and right. Have you any knowledge where the way is that leads to that arena?
Last night, you were in the heaven, you were going here and there and enjoying it. Did you stand for a moment to say, where is this, where I'm going? No. How come that when we are talking suddenly, you have all of these questions? Even in your dream, you don't have these questions from yourself. Yes?
Shut that eye and give yourself up. You will find yourself in the ancient city. How should you shut your eye when in this direction 100 inebriated eyes are a bandage on your eye because of...
He's explaining a very difficult stuff. You're reading it and I see the difficulties. Because the word he's using here. First one was very simple. Shut your eyes and stand up. Surrender, then suddenly you will see you are there. Yeah. You know why you're not there? Because we talk about it, you say there is no way. And you never tried, and you're looking at all the silly questions you could have, and the silly conversation and subjects and the argument, which is endless. You said, hey, how about surrendering? If you surrender, means you quiet your ego. If your ego surrenders, then you're there. It's as simple as that, but you won't do it because you don't believe in it. Yes.
Okay. How should you shut your eye when in this direction 100 inebriated eyes or a bandage on your eye because of infatuation. From love of a purchaser, you are with four eyes in the hope of eminence and chieftainship.
Yeah, again, a trick over there. You know what's the word of purchaser in Persian? Mushtari, which is the next planet. Here, who say? Because in his time, everybody is looking for these planets to know the time and all that stuff. So you are the silly one to doing that. At the same time here, you're selling something. You're looking for some customer. You're looking for someone to buy you. This is what it is, yes.
And if you fall asleep, you see the purchaser in thy dreams. How should the ill-omened owl dream of aught but a wilderness?
Yeah. Even in your dream, you're looking for a customer. Because this is your habit. This is what the ego is all about. Yes.
At every moment, you want a purchaser. Cringing, What have you to sell? Nothing.
That's the point. You're looking for somebody to buy you. What do you have to sell? Nothing. But you're trying. Yes.
If your heart had any bread or breakfast, it would have been empty of purchasers.
Yeah. So all you're looking for is to sell something, to get something to eat, because that's what you do with it. If you had a bite, then you could stop. With one bite, this will be satisfied and you are not looking always for this food. You understand that there are other stuff around. So, conclusion. What was all this paragraph about? He talked about the Joseph and Zulaikha and sex. Oh, he said with this, simple. For sex, Zulaikha wants to rape Joseph, he will lock the door, but Joseph deep down begs the God, the door will open and that rape doesn't happen. Means what? Means that what we are talking about to you, it looks impossible. I told you how. First, you don't believe in a way, because a way for you is start, end. Here, we are talking about something with no end, which is always. Then, the other silly attitudes of you, you are using the information here and there, you don't put it in the place that it's needed, and you're confused. This is how it doesn't work for you. Conclusion. You should learn. Don't be your teacher. Don't question the points that you don't know. Don't bring in the subject of doubt for everything. Because here, we are not talking about the universe. We are talking about your heart. It's in you. You should just feel it. You don't feel it because you deny it. You always are following your brain. Follow your heart. All the four animals we counted were four different thought of the brain of animal, wasn't it? Human being has more. We have that, there is, we know that there is this energy which is pulling us towards the goodness. Means you are walking in the street and you're busy even with the stuff. You see somebody beating a baby. See, you don't feel good. That's it. That's what we're talking about. Because it's not in your hand. It doesn't matter what you're thinking about. It's in the heart. But that heart needs opportunity to grow up. And you don't give it. Why? Because first of all, you will say, I want to see where we are going. Because nobody knows where you are going. It's your choices. But we know that generally, this is the direction. Upward. That's the trick. And upward, we explained it. There are seven steps of this upwardness. Do you remember? There are seven steps up to the house of God. The first four, you could go with the help of what? Gabriel, the brain. But at the fourth level, the brain stops. The Gabriel stops, and next three level, Muhammad should go alone. This is where we are. We are at the center of the other part. The first part was three books. We talked about it. How you should prepare yourself and understanding and so on. Because over there we're talking about the brain, intelligence, knowledge. Do you remember all of that? Here we talk about the heart. Where is it? Don't ask. How is it? Don't ask. What is it? None of your business if you don't want to work with it. Work with it, because it needs working. It needs motivation and it needs to open up. Something is closing it. Do you remember what it is? The fear. Animal lives with the fear. The first major factor of animal is fear of death. Is fear. The heart is somewhere which has no fear. Belief is there. Real belief. And that's a feeling. That's not an understanding. Because when I say belief, I don't say believing in the logic. No, believe in this beyond the logic. I believe in love. I believe in beauty. Because that's where